Today's daf is daf Lamed Ches. We got to the last four lines of Lamed Zayin Amud Beis Bishlama. We had before, earlier, Machlokas, yesterday's daf, whether the word Moshav meant, Moshav means Kol Makom, or does Moshav mean after Yerusha and Yeshiva? So the Gemara says, Bishlama Laman Damar Moshav Kol Makom Shatam Yoshvim Mashma. The one who says Moshav means anywhere you live. So Hainu Dechsev, that's what it means. V'yochlu me'avur ha'aretz v'machras ha'pesach. So the pasuk says, there's a pasuk that appears in Sefer Yeshua, that when they entered into Eretz Canaan, Eretz Yisrael, so the very next day, the day after Pesach, which is the first day Chalamar Pesach, they were able to eat, Rashi says, or rather the pasuk says, v'yochlu me'avur ha'aretz, as they passed into Eretz Yisrael, they ate mimachras ha'pesach, which is again the day after Yom Tov Rishon, the Pesach, matzos v'koli be'etzem ha'yom hazeh, that very day. There's a reference to, they ate, Chadash became Yashem. We discussed before that first day of Chol HaMoed, Chadash turned into Yashem. You could eat all the grains you find, now automatically become old and are permitted. So the Gemara is Medayik. So just look at Rashi for a second. Rashi says, Bishma L'man Damar, the last Rashi in the Amud before we turn the page, Moshev Dechsiv Gavei Chadash Lavli Rushev Yeshivasa. When it says Moshev by Chadash, it doesn't mean you have to wait until they conquer the land for 14 years. Moshev means anywhere. So says the Gemara now, Mimachas the Pesach Achol, they ate the day after Pesach, Mei Karlo Achol. But when they initially entered into Eretz Yisrael, it wasn't Pesach yet, they were not allowed to eat right away. Alma, so we see, going on to Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, Akruva Omer V'Hada Achol, that they brought the carbon Omer, and they ate afterwards. So we see that they were not allowed to eat. The word Moshev, right, Be'el Man Damar, I'll explain what this means in a second. The one who thinks that Moshe means you have to wait until conquering the land after 14 years, that means the Isser Chadash does not kick in until 14 years later. So why were they not allowed to eat the grains right when they came in? There was no Isser Chadash just yet. The fact that they waited until the day after Pesach, until Karban Omer, tells me that the Isser kicked in right away. There was no waiting period at all. So Moshev, therefore, must be, it means B'chol Moshev Seichem, anywhere where you are, and not that it means you have to wait till Yerusha and Yeshiva. Because everyone agrees that they waited. In the times of Yeshua, they waited. So the Gemara says, everyone with me on that question? Again, if you say that Moshev means Yerusha and Yeshiva, that means the Isser Chadash, since it says Moshev, you would have to wait 14 years for the Isser to kick in. That means the first 14 years is completely mutter to eat Chadash. So when they entered into Eretz Yisrael, they should have eaten the Chadash right away. It was mutter, there's no Isser yet. So why did they have to wait until the carbon Omer was brought? Must be that the Isser Chadash kicked in right away. Since the Isser Chadash kicked in right away, the word Moshev does not mean waiting 14 years. Moshev means everywhere in the entire world.
Till then they weren't allowed to eat, right?
And correct.
Even though the man stopped, that's exactly when they came in?
Well, the man, that's going to be part of the answer, the man. Uh-huh. Okay. But right now, the Isser existed. Right when they entered Eretz Yisrael, there was an Isser Chadash.
Right.
But doesn't the Isser Chadash, isn't it Tali in Moshev? And it's Tali in 14 years. There's no Isser yet. Elamai, Moshev cannot meet in 14 years. Moshev means, Bechol Moshev Seichem, anywhere where you live is where there's an Isser Chadash. So when they entered into Eretz Yisrael right away, the Isser Chadash kicked in, and they had to wait until the carbon Omer was brought to allow the Chadash to become Yashem. Gemara says, no, not true. Lo hava tshichu. No, the reason why they waited until that day of Pesach is because they didn't need any food to eat. They could have eaten it. There was no Isser Chadash, but they had plenty of food that they brought with them. Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, U'bnei Yisrael achlu esaman arbam shana arbam el eretz nosheves esaman. He always prepares before he comes.
I know.
Uvnei Yisrael, remember this is the second time through Shas.
That's right.
Uvnei Yisrael, achlu esaman arbam shana. So Bnei Yisrael traveled through the Midbar, they had the man for 40 years. Ad boam el eretz nosheves, until they entered into Eretz Canaan. Esaman, achlu, ad boam el ktei Eretz Canaan, until they reached the edge of Eretz Canaan. So what does that mean? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, El Eretz Nosheves, Me'eva Har Yardin, that's referring to the other side of the river. Ve'elach, Shi Chashuva Meretz, Sichon V'og. Kedashachan B'moshe, Shaya Mitaiva, Misava Likanes La, Vikari Le Tova. He was standing on the Eva Yardin, he wanted to enter Eretz Yisrael. That's Eretz Nosheves, the Eva Yardin. Kitse Eretz Canaan, the edge, the border of Eretz Canaan, Barvos Moav, Shisham Mos, Mace Moshe, Shei Erta Amori. Vasfas HaYarden, Shu Kata, Knesses Eretz Canaan. So it first is Boachem, which is further away from Eretz Israel, and then the Kata is the border of Eretz Israel. There's a difference of place. So they ate the man, the Pasuk says literally, they ate the man from the moment they got to Eivar Yarden, but then it says they ate it once they got to the borders. Well, which one was it? So says the Gemara, Yepshar Lomar Ad Boam, El Eretz Nosheves, Shekfar Nemar El Ketzei Eretz Canaan. It can't mean when they entered into the Eivar Yarden because it says they ate until they got to the borders of it. V'Yepshar Lomar El Ketzei Eretz Canaan, Sherei Kfar Nemar Ad Boam El Eretz Nosheves. So it's a stero. Was it when they entered into Eretz Moav or right the border of Eretz Yisrael? Hakeitzad. So B'Shiva Ba'adar Meis Moshe, as we know, Zayin Ba'adar is Moshe's Yartzeit. He died on Zayin Adar. The month stopped. The Gemara Tainis tells us that there are three Roim that died in 1 month. Three shepherds. The shepherds are Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. Is that true? No. Aaron died when? In Av.
Right.
Miriam died, I think today's a Yartzeit. And Moshe Rabbeinu died Zayin Adar.
Wait, today's Yartzeit?
I think today's Yartzeit, right? I think so. So they died three different months. One was Adar, Nisan, and Av. So how could it be that it says all died in 1 day? So the Gemara in Tainus tells us that each of the Gimel Roim had a different Matana that was given on their behalf. So Miriam had the Be'er Mayim. When she died, the Pasuk says the Be'er Mayim left. So but then it came back in the Zechus of Aaron and Moshe. Aaron died, the Nani HaKavod left. So then then it came back, but in Zechus Moshe, all three came because of Moshe. When Moshe died, all three left. The Mun, the Be'er Mayim, and the Anani HaKavod. That's why the Gemara Taina says that in 1 month, they all left. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, it was in his Zechus finally that all Matanas were there. But when Moshe Rabbeinu stopped, the Gemara Taina tells us that the Mun stopped as well. So that stopped coming down Zayin Adar. Then the Gemara says, Vayu Mestapkin Miman Shebekleim. They had leftover Mun in their little jugs. Ad Shisha Asar B'Nisan. That lasted until the 16th of Nisan. So then finally, 16th of Nisan came, the day after Yom Tov Rishon, the Pesach, they needed to eat. So they happened to go out to the fields and ate. Not because of the carbon omer. Habadi, that's how the calculation worked. And therefore, Moshav could still mean that the Yisr Chadash only kicked in after the 14 years of conquering Eretz Israel.
But wasn't it the man only lasted 1 day?
This must have been a special nace that it lasted for these 30 plus days, 33 days. Okay, the Gemara now says, Tani Idach, another Brisa tells us. Actually, look at the Tosas on top for a second. Akruveim Omer v'hadar achel. That they brought the carbon Omer, and then afterwards they ate. So, B'yushalmi, lamalo achlu matza mechadash, v'yavo ase de'be'erv tochlu matos, v'yit chalos ase dechadash. So he asks, maybe the mitzvah aseh of matzah, very apropos for this week, of course.
Right.
Take the aseh of eating matzah and having been docha the los aseh of the iser chadash. So Yishalmi suggests, mitaritz de'ein aseh de kodem hadibur, docha los aseh de acher dibur. So there are different levels and qualities of aseh and los aseh. So an aseh that existed prior to the dibur, prior to Kabbalah Satorah, namely the mitzvah of eating matzah, is not able to be docha a los aseh that only comes after the dibur. It seems like a mitzvah given after the Kabbalah Satorah is greater than a mitzvah given prior to. One would think the opposite is really true. If it really pre-existed, the Kabbalah Satorah might be stronger. But the svar here is that the aseh mitzvah of matzah cannot be docha the los aseh which came after Kabbalah Satorah. Inami, you have something you know there? You're looking up.
I have it about this Rav Yonason Eichshitz on this I don't think it's back here though.
Okay. Fine. Inami, alternatively, it says Tosos, or according to the Yushalmi, Yesh Lomar de Gzeira Kazayis Rishon Atu Kazayis Sheni. It's reminiscent of a Gemara Nivamos. That you're right, the first Kazayis that you eat, that's the mitzvah of eating matzah, that's permitted. But the moment you get to the next Kazayis, there's no mitzvah anymore, then you're eating Chadash.
According to one sheet.
Which?
I'm saying, according to the sheet, everybody is.
Very good. This would be Raya against Sheetah, the Gra. The Gra famous. Well, I would say before that, Gra even, I just gave Shir this morning, based on the Shulchan Aruch says that there's a mitzvah that the Baal Bayis has to have two kazesim for his matzah. One for Lechem only, one for Lechem Mishnah. So really, the first two kazesim, that you have the mitzvah, fine, you're docha. After that, you don't have any more mitzvah. But Andy's quoting the famous Gra that says, every bite of matzah is a key mitzvah of Achilles matzah. That's why people have Shemur Matzah, they'll hand Shemur Matzah the entire week in order to mekayim the mitzvah, the additional mitzvahs. The Mishnah Berurah has a tzarchi, and does that also apply to Sukkah? So we have Tesvav, Tesvav. Does that mean every single time I eat in the Sukkah, is it also a key mitzvah, Lashita Sagra? Fine. You find that Rabbi Yonasan Ipshitz? No?
I'm pretty sure what he said was that it says that Yeshua forgot the Shiur. Moshe taught the things of Yeshua. He forgot the Shiurim. That there was a period of time, and then subsequently he learned it back. But there was like a period of time that the Shiurim were forgotten. So at that point in time, they couldn't, because how much would they have eaten? If it would have been too much, then it would have been a problem. If it would have been too little, then it
wouldn't be a mitzvah.
You say asido chalos, I say by chatzi shear of a mitzvah.
Interesting. Okay. Very good. Okay. Great.
Well, 30 days, right? I did put them to remember it, right? To re- I think
it's sure.
I think so.
Yeah.
Is that
Timur, maybe?
Timur, maybe, yeah. That sounds right.
Okay. Gemara says Tani Ida. The Brisa says Bnei Yisrael Achlu Saman Ba'arba'im Shana. So they ate for 40 years. V'chi Arba'im Shana Achlu V'halo Arba'im Shana Chasa Shloshim Yom Achlu. It was really 40 years minus 30 days. Why? What was the 30 days? So the Rashi goes through the calculations here. That when did it first come down? So they left Mitzrayim this week in Nisan, but they had matzah they took with them throughout. They didn't need the mon until Iyar. So it started in Iyar. And it stopped. Look at we'll go through Rashi. Rashi says, "Chasa shloshim shenistapku miugos shotzi mitzrayim." They had enough to eat from the matzah that they brought from Mitzrayim. D'chsev vayisum me'elim vayavo kol adas bnei Yisrael el midbar sin asher bein elim bein Sinai v'chamisha asar yom lechodesheni. Fine. Uksiv basrei b'shabaseinu el si b'shabaseinu el siar basar v'gomer uksiv ha'hineni mamti lechem. Lechem, Ama Bashisha Sarbiyar Haman, his Hiliare, came down in Iyar. So it wasn't a full 40 years. So it says the Gemara, Ella, Lomar Lacha Ugo Shotsium Mitzrayim, Tamu Bahem Taman. The matzah that they brought from Mitzrayim tasted like man. They did have the Indian of man from the moment they left Mitzrayim until Yeshua 40 years later, until they stopped having that man, and then they had to take from the grains of Eretz Yisrael. That was a full 40 years. Tani Idach, the other Brisa tells us, B'Shiva Ba'adar, Mace Moshe. Moshe died in Zayin Adar. B'Shiva Ba'adar, Nolad, he was also born, as we know, the Gemara in Purim Megillah as well. Minayin Shiva Ba'adar, Mace, how do we know he died on the 7th of Adar? Shenemar, it says, Vayamas Sham Moshe Eved Hashem. And Moshe Rabbeinu died. This is the end of Dvarim, of course. V'Ksiv, Vayivku B'nei Yisrael, Moshe Barvas Moab, Shoshim Yom. And then they cried for 30 days. That takes us to Zayin Nisan. Uksiv, and it says, "Vayhi achari most Moshe Eved Hashem." The first pasuk in Yeshua, and after the death of Moshe, Uksiv. Then it says, and Yeshua still, "Umoshe avdi meis v'atak kum avor." Hashem says, "Yeshua, now you have to step up." And this is still talking about Zayin Nisan after Shloshim is over. Uksiv. Then it says further in Yeshua, "Avru bekera machne, go walk amongst the nation." The tzavos amen command them. The leimor saying hechinu lachem tzeda, prepare some food. Ki ba'od shlosh yamim tavru es hayardim, because in 3 days from now you're going to enter into Eretz Yisrael. Uksiv, and then it's written ha'am alu min hayardim be'esel lachodesh harishon. Today's the yartite Yud Nisan. They entered in to Nisan on the 10th of enter into Eretz Canaan rather on the 10th of Nisan. So doing some math. 10th of Nisan, minus 3 days, 3 days earlier was Zayin Nisan, which is when the Shloshim was over. 30 days prior was when the Misa, the Ptir, took place. That was Zayin Adar. That's the source that we know, Zayin Adar. Same mehen, Shloshim and Shlosh Yomim, Lemafreya, remove, like I just said, remove 33 days off from 10th of Nisan, Halameita Shebeshiva Be'adar, Meis Moshe. Now the Gemara wants to know, Minayin She Beshiva Be'adar Nolad, Moshe. How do you know he was born in that same day? Shinemar, the pasuk says, "Vayomer aleim ben mea ve'esim shana anochi ayom lo'uchal o lateis lavo." So Moshe Rabbeinu says, today's my birthday. I'm 120 days old, 20 years old rather. I can no longer. I don't have the ability. I'm not able to." Rashi tells us he had the strength to, but Hashem didn't allow him to. Lo'uchal. He's not able to enter into Eretz Yisrael. Shein tamalomer hayom. Why did it say hayom today? Hayom. I'm 120 years today. Matam olomer hayom. Melamed shakadosh baruch hu yoshev v'memala shenoseim shel tzadikim miyom liyom. That Kadosh Baruch Hu calculates exactly, precisely, from day to day, umechodesh lechodesh, from month to month. Shenemar, as the pasuk tells us, the pasuk that appears in Shemos, mispar yamecha amale, the days of the count of your days is going to be complete. So hayom, today he turned 120, says Moshe Rabbeinu. So he died on Zayin Adar, but he was also born on Zayin Adar. Let's say Haman was so excited when he had the tour full, the poor fell out on Adar. He was so excited because that was the month that Moshe Rabbeinu died. But what he didn't know is that Moshe Rabbeinu was also born during that month. So it was a tremendous mazel in the month of Adar. Tanya, the Baraita tells us that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer Shalosh Mitzvos Nitztavu Yisrael B'Knisasan L'Arts, that there are three mitzvos that Klai Yisrael was commanded as they entered into Eretz Yisrael. V'Noagos Bein Ba'aretz Bein B'Chutz L'Arts, that they are practiced whether in Eretz Yisrael, whether outside of Eretz Yisrael. V'Huadin Shein Hagu, and so too, we have to keep these mitzvos as well. What are they? So says Rashi halfway down the page, Shalosh Mitzvos Chadash V'Arla U'Klayim. These three mitzvahs were kept as they entered into Eretz Yisrael. Says Rashi, "B'knisasan aretz sharei b'midbar lo zaru v'lo katsu v'lo natu." They didn't plant, they couldn't cut. There was nothing to do in the midbar. They only began when they entered into Eretz Yisrael. So says the Gemara. So how do we know this? Because ma chadash, chadash already we know, because we interpret the word chadash moshav to mean anywhere you are. So chadash certainly was kept in Eretz Yisrael the moment they came in, according to that man damar. So the Gemara has a kavachomer. Uma chadash shein isuro iser olam. Chadash does not last forever. Why does it not last forever? Because the second shisha sabi nisan comes, the carbon omer is brought, it's permitted. It's not iser forever. V'ein isur iser hana. And also, like we spoke about yesterday, there's no iser hana when it comes to chadash. V'yesh heter li isur. There's also a heter. The heter is eventually when the carbon omer comes. So we see, yet no egg, bein baritz, bein b'chutz l'aretz. Even though there's so many kulas, there's this chumr that applies anywhere in the world. So therefore, kalayim she'isur iser olam. When you crossbreed fruits, the iser lasts forever. V'isurim iser hana, and you can't get hana from the kalayim either. V'ein hetel isurim, it's never mutter. It's aser forever. Ein odin she'inagu bein baritz bein mechutz l'aretz. Certainly, it should also apply, just like chadash, equally in Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz and chutz l'aretz.
This is only for according to Rabbi Lezer, right?
The one who assumes Moshe means exactly that it applied right away. So then the Gemara says, now that explains why Chadash and now Kalayim are Asur. When it comes to Arlo, says the Gemara, so I lost a line for a second here. Here we have, Huadin Arlo, the very last line of the Yamud here, Huadin Arlo, Bishaim. Arlo at least compares to them on two levels. Namely, Rashi says, Huadin Arlo, Bishaim, Afha Arlo, Ba, Bekavachomer Zeh. B'shnei hochachos, by two proofs, afa pisha shlishi ein ba, even though the third one's not present, shein isur iser olam, the isur doesn't last forever, miu iser hanahu v'ein lo heter b'sochi me isuro. Meaning not iser also forever, because eventually, by the fourth year, neter avai is permitted, and the fifth year it's permitted everywhere, but at least the first two isurim is that anything that's arla is aser hana, behana, and that very iser can never be mutter.
That's interesting, because that fruit is iser le'olam.
That particular fruit is Israel, yeah. But this tree, eventually, right.
Fruit, right? Yeah. Because let's say halach, right.
I think Tosa gets involved in that a little bit here. Uh-huh. Okay. So now that's how we know that these three, Surah, Mechadash, Klaim, and Arla, were all Usr the moments they entered into Eretz Israel. Come along, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, going on to Laman Zayin, Laman Ches, Laman Beis. Kol mitzvah shenitztavu Yisrael b'kodem k'nisasan l'aretz. Any mitzvah that they were commanded on prior to entering in. Rashi says that refers to any chovas haguf that wasn't tali on the land. Tefillin and tzitzis and lulav, things like that were not tali on the ground. So that halach is noheges bein b'aretz bein b'chutz l'aretz. But anything that's l'achak k'nisasan l'aretz, anything that's commanded to only the moment you enter into Eretz Yisrael, anything that's chovas hakarka, that would be enu et noheges ela baret. That would only apply in Eretz Yisrael. So he thought, and therefore chutz meashmatas ksafim v'shiluach avadim. Except for those two, that afa pisha nitzavu aleim la'achar k'nisas on laaretz. Even though these are only noheg, the shmitas ksafim, which again is a shmita comes, it ends all outstanding loans, and shiluach avadim is by yovel, all avadim go free. Even though that's tali on k'nisas on laaretz, it's still nonetheless noheges bein b'aretz, bein b'chutz l'aretz. It's still practiced even in chutz l'aretz. Fine. So what's the machlokas here? How does he differ than the Tanakhama? So the Tanakhama thought that these things were going to be usher even in Chutzlarts. Chadash, Klaim, and Arla were usher even in Chutzlarts. But according to Rabbi Elazar, he thinks that no, all, even Chadash, Arla, and Klaim, all halachas of Zoram only apply in Eretz Yisrael. So Gemara wants to know now, according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Hashmata Ksafim Chovas Agufi. Of course, Shemitah's Ksafim applies across the world. It's not a din in Karka. Shemitah's Ksafim is between me and you. You loan me money and I don't pay you back, so then that Shemitah's Ksafim ends that loan. Nothing to do with Karka at all. So of course it applies Bein Ba'art, Bein B'chutz La'aretz. The Gemara says, Lo Nitzcha Ela L'Chadatani. It's only needed to teach me for the following Braisa. The Sani, the Braisa tells us, Rebbe Omer Vized Davar Shemitah, Gemara and Gittim Yisrael as well. This is the words of Shemitah. Zevet Davar Shemitah, Shamit, B'shnei Shemitos, HaKosim Medaber. The Pesukim are referring to two different Shemitahs because, it says HaShemitah Shamit. Why the double Lashon of Shemitah? The two different Shemitahs that are very intertwined. Ach HaShemitahs Karka, Ach HaShemitahs Ksafim. One means if I have a land, that land is now Shemitah, becomes Hefker, and the other Shemitah refers to all outstanding loans get nullified. So there's a connection. Bizman Shatam Mishamit Karka, Atam Mishamit Ksafim. When there's a din of Shemitah's Ksafim, rather Shemitah's Karka, that's when there's a Shemitah's Ksafim. Bizman she'iyata mishamei karka, in a situation where there is no Shemitah's Karka, then iyata mishamei Ksafim, then there is no Shemitah's Ksafim as well. When the situation where there's no Shemitah's Karka, says Rashi, could go in the first narrow line down, can go in Bamidbar, before they entered into Eretz Yisrael, ula'acha shegalu, after they were exiled, where they left Eretz Yisrael, there is no din of Shemitah's Karka. So the Memela, there's no din of Shemitah's Ksafim. Comes along Rabbi Elazar to tell us we don't hold of Shitas Rebbe. We hold that even in a case where there is no Shmitas Karka, meaning we're in Galus, there is still a din of Shmitas Ksafim. It's completely independent of the Karka. That's what he's telling us. There's a half minute to think that it's connected to the Karka. Kamash Milan, it stands alone.
It's a Chiv Aguf, then it should be Chayiv beforehand, though.
Even in the Midbar. L'chor, yes. Let's see. It could be it was. I don't know.
I don't see. Yeah.
No, but Midbar it wasn't.
It was not, according to all opinions, even according to Rabbi Eliezer.
It was mashma that had to be in Dafka with. It's not Shaykh, because until now we never learned that it was as a goof. No, we always did it was only in
Midbar.
No, but Shmita is Ksafim now. He's asking.
Oh,
you're going to Ksafim. Yeah. Lechora, according to this, it would have been kept.
What
Ksafim? What? No, any. Actually, they loaned money to each other. No, they had regular business dealing. They had 40 years.
Everything was taken care of.
I'm saying maybe they didn't need to. Look, if they would have made, in theory, if they would have had it, you're saying Lemaisa, maybe there probably wasn't any. Okay, I'm not sure. Okay.
Are we saying here that Shmuel Elazar isn't holding like Rebbe, or are we saying that? You would have had a half minute like Rebbe that the two are linked, that it's Anachov HaSaguf, just like you see it's totally in time, like Rebbe is saying that when the Hashmatas Sada Karka is in effect, that's also why it should be considered Anachov HaSaguf, and therefore it wouldn't be Noeg B'chol Makom, but really he holds like Rebbe. So they're not exactly saying the same thing. I mean, Rebbe's talking about the time that they're each Shayach, you know, Hashmatas Karka and Hashmatas Ksafim, and Shmuel Elazar is talking about the place.
Seemingly that they would be dependent. The fact that the Gemara invokes Rebbe here seems to indicate that the Zman and Makom would be tully on each other. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a good raya then.
Just to show you that there was a Hav, why I had to say Chutz is to tell you that the Hav is considered like a Chutz Karka. You see, it's tully on the time of the Karka.
Uh huh. So
it's not that.
Let's see. I'm not sure. You could be right, though. It could be that he might hold a Rebbe that it does, in terms of Zman, it is totally on Shemitah's Karka, but in terms of application, Shemitah's Ksafim might go beyond Eretz Yisrael as well. Could be. Okay. Fine. The Gemara now says, Ve'ema, maybe we should say, B'makom she'ata mishamei karka, ata mishamei ksafim, this is part of the thing, maybe. Again, Veima b'makum shata mishamei karka, ata mishamei ksafim, in a place where there's shmitas karka, then there's shmitas ksafim. U'v'makum shein ata mishamei karka, ein ata mishamei ksafim, but a place where there is no shmitas karka, namely chutz la'aretz, there should be no shmitas ksafim, like what you said. Tamalomar ki kara shmita l'ashem, you call shmita mikol makum. So this is what you're saying. Within shmitas Rebbe, even Rebbe agreed, when you are practicing shmitas karka, there will be shmitas ksafim, no matter where you are. Very good. Marna says, Shiluch Avadim, Chovas Gufi also. Sending away my Avadim, letting them go free, has nothing to do with the Karka. Of course, it's a Chovas Gavra, and it would be Chayv all over the world. I would have thought as follows. Holuk Siva Karasim Dror Beretz. Since it says, call out the freedom, Dror, freedom to the Avadim Baretz. So I might have thought Baretz in Buchot Slarz Lo. Tamalomar Yovel Hi Mikomakam. You're going to call Yovel Hi, wherever it is, Yovel, it's going to be Yovel, it's going to be a freedom for all Avadim all over the world. If it's a freedom to them wherever they live, so why does it seem to indicate a limitation of Baretz? So the Gemara says the same idea as before. Bizman, in terms of time, Bizman shad dror noag Baretz, noag b'chutzlarts. When you're practicing Yovel in Eretz Yisrael, so then you're practicing it in Chutzlarts as well. But ain dror noag Baretz, if there is no freedom Yovel practiced in Eretz Yisrael, then ain noag b'chutzlarts, neither is it going to be practiced in Chutzlarts as well. That's the din. Okay, so the Malkum is telling this man as well. By Avodas Shiluch Avadim, just like by Shemitas Ksafim. Morna quotes a Mishnah from Arla, Tanan Hasam, Hachadash Asim Min HaTorah B'chol Malkum. Tanakama tells us, and that's again the practice, even in Chutz La'aretz, it should be this way, that there's an Issa Deraisa of Chadash no matter where you live. Arla is Ha'alacha, we'll see what Ha'alacha means momentarily. M'nakalayim is Asir all over the place, Medivrei Sofrim. So Gemara is going to analyze each of these statements. Well, not really not the first one. The Chadash is Asim HaTorah. It's pretty straightforward. Chadash is Asim in the entire world. What does it mean, though, when you say Arla is Halacha?
We're talking about things that were from Eretz Yisrael, eating Chutz La'aretz, or even stuff that's...
Things that grow. Chadash from Eretz Yisrael is certainly Asim, no matter where you take it.
Right.
Chadash that grows in Chutz La'aretz, that's also Asim.
But we don't hold like that.
So that's what we discussed yesterday a little bit. That's a machlokas. That's how, depending how you interpret Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah, there's definitely a machlokas about Chadash.
Right.
Question, who holds what? Does Chacham say this way and Rabbi Elazar Lakula, or Rabbi Elazar Lachumar and Chachamim Lakula?
I know Rabbi Shachter holds that you don't have to do it.
No, the Ramah already holds that Chadash and Chutz La'aretz is mutter because he has no one practiced it. To Sfek Sveker. Ramah quotes Sfek Sveker, which is very hard to understand. That's a larger discussion of why we don't keep Chadash. Everybody agrees Chadash does exist in Chutz La'aretz. Exactly. And there are other Heterim as well, but they're all very, very weak. Again, I'm not saying that they're brought by big people. I also don't keep Chadash. I should. But they're trying to be Melamed Chos and why we don't. So that's been our Minog. But that I don't keep Chadash. But when you're in Eretz Yisrael, and you have to keep Chadash Yashin there,
right.
And then you want to may as well keep that way when you're in Chutz La'aretz as well. Okay.
They don't need period.
That's right.
So says the Gemara. So my halacha. What does it mean halacha when we said Arla is a din v'halacha? Arla is a mitzvah deraisa in Eretz Yisrael, but it's halacha in Chutz La'aretz. So what does that mean? It's a halacha in Chutz La'aretz. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, halachasa medina. It's hilchasa medina. What does it mean hilchasa medina? Says Rashi. Look at Rashi around seven narrow lines down. Hilchasa medina means hinhigihu heim alem b'chutz la'aretz. It's a minhag. It was unnecessary, but they took upon themselves a minhag to practice Arla. But according to Ula Amar Rav Yochanan halacha l'moshe b'Sinai. No, it's not a minhag. This is a real halacha to halacha l'moshe b'Sinai to practice Arla even in Chutz La'aretz. Amrle Ula says to Rav Yehuda, Ula who held it's a halacha l'moshe b'Sinai, says back to Rav Yehuda who held it was a minhag. Bishmal didi, this makes sense to me. Da mina halacha l'moshe b'Sinai. That I think it's halacha l'moshe b'Sinai. Hainu d'shani lei lan. That's why there's a distinction. Bain Safik Arla, the Safik Klaim. Now, Safik Klaim, everybody agrees with Medivrei Sofrim. It's a lesser level. If I hold Arla is a halacha moshe b'Sinai, it's a higher level, there's going to be a distinction between the halachas of Arla, Safik Arla, and the halachas of a Safik Divrei Sofrim. What's the difference? When it comes to the Tanan, the Mishnah tells us that Safik Arla, which is now according to Safik halacha moshe b'Sinai, Ba'aretz is Aser. It's a Safik Issa Deraisa in Eretz Israel. B'Surya, which is considered Chutz La'aretz, it's a Mutter. But still, Surya is a quasi-Eretz Yisrael. It was Kivish Yachad. David HaMelech took it over. So it has some higher standards than Chutz La'aretz, but it's not quite Eretz Yisrael. It's Mutter. Any Safik chadash that comes, or rather suffik arla that comes to my hand from Syria, I'm allowed to eat lechachila. Bechutzlart, if it's somewhere further from Syria, then I could be yorev lokeach. I can actually go down to the fields and take actively. Ubevad shelo yirenu locate. As long as I don't see him taking mamish, or look at Rashi. Rashi says ubevad shelo yirenu around 15 lines up. Yisrael kishu locate mina arla. As long as I don't see him taking from something that's vade arla, but I could be more involved in the process of getting the suffik arla. It's more of a heter than what's in Syria. I could be more involved in that. That's when it comes to suffik arla. But ve'ilu gave kalayim tanan, the Mishnah tells by kalayim, which is only divrei sofrim, kerem hanatua yerek, a vineyard that has vegetables growing within it, which is an issa of kalayim, crossbreeding. The yerek nimchar chutzlo, then they take the yerek and they sell it outside the kerem. They sell the vegetables that's been crossbred. Baritz aser, if it comes from Eretz Yisrael, that's a suffik iser mederaisa. That's suffik deraisa lechumra. I cannot eat it if it came from Eretz Yisrael. If it came from Surya, which is a quasi Eretz Yisrael, quasi chutzlaritz, mutter, I'm allowed to eat it. And if it's climbed from a chutzlaritz, then the yored velokate, I could actually go down and collect it. Not only buy it, before it says lokech, I could buy it. I could actually do the collecting myself when it comes to klayim. Ubevad shelo yalka biyad. As long as I don't collect the biyad, says Rashi, ubevad shelo yukud hachavir asa biyad. I can't collect it myself. Which I think what it means is I can't collect a vadai klayim. In the first case, I could go down to the field and buy from him. I could be more involved. But by klayim, I could actually take it off, take it out of the field myself. There's more of a kula when it comes to klayim as opposed to arla. So according to Ula, this distinction makes sense because arla is a suffik halacha mush b'sinai, and klayim is only a suffik medivrei sofrim. So there are more kulas by klayim than there is by arla. That makes sense according to me, says Ula. Be'ela lididcha, according to you, who you think that klayim's divrei sofrim, and you think that arla is a minug, they should be the same level, if not arla should be more makel than klayim, not more machmir than klayim. That's the question he poses to Rav Yehuda. So says back, so he, part of the question is, in Nisne, it should have said, in both the Mishnayos by arla and by klayim, it should have said, O zev zeh yorev lokeach, either both situations, they should be able to go down and buy from the fields, O zev zeh yorev velokeach, or they should both be able to go down and take on their own. There should be a consistency between the suffik arla and suffik klayim. So his response back is, Rav Yehuda says, Harmele Shmuel, Rav Anan, didn't Shmuel say to Rav Anan, Tani, it should teach, O zev zeh yored velokech, O zev zeh yored velokech, Taka, you're right. There was some consistency, I don't know which one it was, but there was a consistency between these two halachas, because in fact halacha, by suffik arla, means a minag, not halacha Moshe Mitzinai. And Mar Bre Rav on a Master Lekula, he thought it was Lekula that Zevze Yor Velokate, that you could go down to the field both by klayim and arla and grab it yourself. Ubevad Shelo Yilko Biyad, as long as you don't do it biyad, which again I think means as long as you don't see a vadai arla tree, as long as you don't see a vadai klayim tree. And then finally the last few lines, and we'll stop here. Amrle Levi the Shmuel. Levi said to Shmuel Aryach, that was the name they called Shmuel, Suffikli Vana Echel. So what's he saying here? Rashi says, Suffik li, the two lines down from the top of Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, Suffik li, lakot, shelo bifnei, bifanai, sheye suffik esli, vana echel, bar lakai. I don't want the suffik to be in front of me. You go take whatever you take, I don't care, I'm closing my eyes, and whatever you present to me, I'm willing to eat. Rav Avia, Rabba, by Rav Hanan, misapke, visfuke, lahadade. They would do it for each other. One would pick out for this one, the other one pick out for this one, so as long as they didn't know where it was coming from, there's at least some level of suffik, they were willing to eat it from each other.
What's the shape of suffik kilayim?
What's the case of it?
Yeah.
Rashi says suffik kilayim is a situation where that Rashi go. I think somewhere he mentions this. I'm not sure. I thought Rashi said somewhere, but I think it's a case where you don't have no idea where it came from.